I try and put in a full day, 10 to 6 at my computer, even if I'm only cleaning the keyboard with an earbud. Actually, I've never done that. Of course, I get waylaid by email, Twitter, Facebook, and less frequently nowadays, the phone. I spend time cooking and eating a healthy lunch and doing the Sudoku, which eats away at the middle of the day. I spend time reading the papers, which I can justify because part of my writing life is devoted to journalism. Although I cling to this routine for dear life, I am hamstrung by a niggling thought that routine is death to creativity. When I was part of a writing team on a radio drama series, half the team were on antidepressants. Of course, that's why they were better writers. A writer's life must be wild and chaotic, whereas I measure out my days in the number of words produced. As my daughter, who is also a writer, tells me repeatedly, doing nothing is part of the creative process. Tell that to the left side of my brain. I begin with an outline. I need a roadmap, even if the route changes as I write it. As I type the first sentence, I feel quite excited. Writing for me is a journey of discovery. I don't know how to reach my inner brain, my subconscious, without using writing as a form of extraction, a kind of archaeological dig. But somewhere in the middle, usually when the first draft fails to impress and refuses to hang together, I have a long and angry conversation with myself about why I write when I hate it so much. This conversation usually runs headlong into the immovable fact there is nothing else I would rather be doing. I'm in love with the idea of writing. No matter how much pain I experience, as soon as it stops, I feel incomplete and I fall in love with the idea of writing again. Which is odd, given that they say that a memory forged in pain remains with you forever, but happy memories float away like so much froth. Somehow it does come together. I see my finished product as perfect. I hand it over to an editor, a dramaturg, an artistic director, bristling with pride. Then I get their comments and I am crushed. How could I have deluded myself? This is a terrible piece of work. I ought to consider giving up. I will do so after this piece because it's a commission. I forgot to mention my note-taking habit. Every writer does that, right? And as memory slips and slides with age, that becomes even more important. I have a few pages of single lines of devastating beauty and wisdom. When I'm procrastinating, I open these files and dwell in a bubble of self-appreciation. I'm not obliged to share this raw material with anyone else, so the bubble remains intact, and I continue to my next project.